On November 29th, Mike Schrag, Fond du Lac wildlife biologist, sent a message to the Minnesota Birding Listserv that there had been a couple of gray-crowned rosy finches hanging around the old sunflowers by the Fond du Lac Resource Management Division office just west of Cloquet. Rosy finches are high-altitude mountain birds that don't belong in Minnesota at all. There are over a dozen records of them in the state, one just a few years ago when a single individual hung around the grain elevators in the Duluth Harbor for a few weeks. But their appearances in the Midwest are always unexpected and exciting. I often feel really sad when a rarity shows up from elsewhere. The rufous hummingbird that showed up in my yard in November 2004 and stuck around through a blizzard and single-digit temperatures seemed so tragically out of place and vulnerable, and even after she left at mid-morning that December, I continued to worry about her. But rosy finches are extreme environment specialists. The gray-crowned rosy finch descends to lower elevations in autumn and winter to the fringes of the western plains in the north, but the temperatures there are usually much more extreme than here in the north woods. In summer, rosy finches are found only at craggy breeding sites in the Brooks, Rocky, Cascade, and Sierra Nevada mountain ranges, as well as similar frigid habitats in the Aleutian and Pribilof Islands. They're possibly the highest altitude breeding bird in North America. The gray-crowned rosy finches that are visiting Cloquet should probably return easily to the right latitude and longitude when their migratory urge kicks in at winter's end, but as long as they stick around, they'll have little trouble surviving a northern Minnesota winter. There are three species of rosy finches in North America. They belong to their own distinct genus, but are in the same family as pine and evening grosbeaks, purple finches, crossbills, and other true finches. They're roughly the same size as crossbills, but average significantly heavier and have longer wings. They're an odd but lovely mixture of brown, pink, and gray. For medium-sized songbirds, their flight seems rather slow and leisurely, snowflake-like, and as the Birds of North America species account notes, they appear to navigate easily through high winds and blowing snow when most other species have sought shelter at lower elevations. Rosy finches have a friendly, buzzy chew call, which you can hear even when the wind is howling. Hearing the Cloquet birds as they flew in the first time I saw them carried my memory back to August 17, 1979, when my sister-in-law Jeannie and I were on a snowfield at Mount Rainier and found a small group. The driving wind there made listening hard, but somehow their delicate calls were exactly the right frequency and volume to carry easily, and they sounded ever so cheerful and bright. These birds don't seem to barely eke out a living despite their harsh environment. They more seem to thrive and even celebrate it. Like those who set out on long dog sled journeys or hunker down in the winter wilderness to camp, not using machines or warming up in bars and restaurants, but depending on their own personal strength and will, rosy finches bear testament to the power and value of trusting your own self against the cold, harsh realities of the world. Their rosy outlook shines in their feathers, heartening and inspiring those of us who know them. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and Binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.